As the beloved Lady Master Nala speaks her heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless her with all that our love can give for all eternity, and thank her for all that her love has done for us through the ages and done for mankind. Now may we assist her in every way to give to beloved Saint Germain and all the great ones whatever is required now in outer physical conditions to forever put an end to the hordes of evil. Beloved of my heart, as we enter into the release of certain cosmic powers of the love of the mighty I Am Presence, in his cosmic Christ victorious action, I wish you to feel a closer association and a closer tangible radiation of the great ones from Venus who are concentrating from tonight more of their fiery love and power for victory into this nation that is the heart of the world. There has come tonight within the room again the great violet eagle from Venus, and it comes to draw more of that fiery love to assist in the purifying of the nation and holding steady of the hand of God's control in the government of this nation and in the hearts and minds of the people within your borders. I hope you will give recognition to this at least once a day until the conclave is over. The eagle has come from the east and spreads its wings facing the west and guarding by the sacred fire of its victorious love from Venus. The mighty Saint Germain and beloved Godfrey stand behind the eagle, shedding their radiance into the minds and bodies of those who are trusted by the people with the honor of office. So if you will give this recognition and accept tonight the greater nearness of the power of love from Venus, it will assist you greatly in the accomplishment to which you have placed your hands, and will, I assure you, bring you boundless blessings for eternity. Every guard possible is being set up now to save America. And we hope to awaken within the people a determination that will fire them with a positive force to demand the protection of the land of God's heart. Each of you is a cell in the heart of the world, and so if each of you blazes the unfed flame in its cosmic power, we can fan that flame then by expansion until it goes forth to consume that which has sought to desecrate the God blessings within your borders. Surely you who enjoy the powers of nature in this locality, surely you who have been blessed by the gifts of the mighty Saint Germain and the beloved Godfrey, and the blessed Master Jesus and all the great ones, surely your hearts must understand what God has given, what God has placed within the land of America, which mankind may enjoy and use to attain their freedom in the victory of the ascension. And so, if you will guard that which has blessed you, and in that guarding, protect the generations that are to face the problems of the future, automatically will the cosmic beings guard you for the guard you give to others. So blessed, young people of America, blessed I am, Ascended Master Youth. In this miracle conclave, there shall come miracles far beyond what you understand tonight. And those miracles shall bless you, shall enfold you, shall strengthen you, and give you your victory in the light, your victory of freedom. So, beloved ones, great is the heart of God, the beloved I Am presence. Great is its boundless love. Great is the outpouring of its gifts and blessings to life. Those blessings you may have without limit, those blessings I shall draw into your outer use. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? The privilege is very great, my beloved ones, in the use of the great sacred fire of cosmic Christ love to heal the wounds of hate. And may we depend on you to be no part of the hatred of mankind. And if you will keep yourselves disconnected, you will find the miracles and the blessings of the victory you crave, ever abiding with you, flooding into your outer use the blessings of eternity, strengthening you I'm protecting you with powers you dream not of, and with victorious accomplishment that comes only from the Ascended Master's octave of light. The heart flame of the great protecting wisdom of life and its great power of the beloved I Am presence, flooding forth by conscious call, can be concentrated without any limit whatsoever by your continued attention upon it, your continual demand for it, your continual release of it through yourselves into outer physical world conditions. Now there stands at the inner level a host of the Ascended Ones, the angelic host and cosmic beings, who, since they are masters of the fire element, are its conscious control and its cosmic concentration, and direction. They are standing ready to use that power to control the hordes of evil if they attempt to go too far in their intended destruction of America and the desecration of her people, especially the younger generation. And since I am one of the guardians of the younger generation, then I am certain authority in this land for their protection. And that includes you. The forces of evil must face the recoil of that which they would impose upon the people of the light. And so, in your use of this victory of the sacred fire, the victory of the cosmic fire, the invincible victory of the Christ fire, fear nothing from tonight. Use this power, which is offered you for your freedom, offered you for the protection of your nation, offered you for the attainment of your victory in the ascension. This which has been given you is more valuable than all the wealth on the earth. So fail not to remember it, fail not to use it, fail not to love it, that it may expand through you all and let you feel your mastery over these outer world conditions. So my loved ones, great is the love that offers this assistance to you, and great must become your love to free the rest of life. And so, as we go forward hand in hand, you will find the sacred fire in its great cosmic, victorious control of all in this world, coming to your defense, coming to enfold you, coming to strengthen you, and coming to supply you and lift you out of the control and connection with the hordes of the shadows. And since, may I say, I've had a great deal of practice in my experience of the past of raising one civilization after another to its height, I am not exactly inexperienced in this which we are going to accomplish. I have had much training through the centuries, and now it shall stand in good stead to assist you all to help the mighty Saint Germain perfect the America of his heart, that the earth and mankind may again return to the pristine purity and fulfillment of the great divine plan. So, blessed ones, you are privileged indeed. You have been loved beyond anything you understand. And we are so ready to give you every assistance in the accomplishment of anything you desire to do, so long as it be constructive, and is offered to the fulfillment of the great divine plan that brings freedom to all. The beloved Mary, in her great love to life, has rendered tremendous assistance down through the centuries. The beloved Kuan Yin has rendered a similar assistance to the people of China. And now it is your privilege and mine to render a similar assistance to the nation that must be purified in order to hold the power of God for the freedom of the world. So your love to your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host is more important than you understand tonight. But if you continue to release it, the nation will be blessed by the freedom which is its destiny in the heart of the world. Beloved ones, you have the power and authority in this knowledge of the mighty I Am Presence and your use of the power of the sacred fire to demand that every life stream, especially of the younger generation, be forever taken out of the clutches of the hordes of evil. I ask you to send forth that demand, for as you issue that decree, there shall come a burst of that sacred fire and cosmic light through the mental and feeling world of the people of this land, and that shall ever go on until it enfolds the earth. I wish you to understand your authority tonight in your use of the sacred fire to demand every life stream taken out of the clutches of the hordes of evil. Demand it, demand it, demand it, and it shall come to pass. We have demanded it for you, otherwise you would not be here tonight. Life is one, energy is one, substance is one. And if you arise into the authority and dignity and command of the sacred fire, which it is your privilege to use, and issue that command, the cosmic law will act to fulfill it. And the ascended masters and the cosmic beings are the cosmic law of which I speak. And I am part of their authority to America and the world. So, beloved ones, if you wish our assistance, give that command for the assistance of the rest of the younger generation and the people that come within your borders. We are ready. Our power is boundless. We are awaiting every opportunity to set you free. And if you will dare to do this, which I have brought to your attention tonight, you cannot remain in limitations longer. I hope you want your freedom from tonight. Thank you, precious ones. And if you'll remain standing just a moment and give this decree with me, we will set it into action from tonight. In the name of the beloved mighty I Am Presence.
In the name of the beloved mighty I Am Presence.
In the name of the ascended Jesus Christ.
In the name of the ascended Jesus Christ.
In the name of the freedom of America.
In the name of the freedom of America.
In the name of the ascension of all mankind.
In the name of the ascension of all mankind.
I issue the eternal fiat.
I issue the eternal fiat.
That the hordes of evil.
That the hordes of evil.
Shall not longer.
Shall not longer.
Hold mankind enslaved to their destruction.
Hold mankind enslaved to their destruction.
And the hordes of evil shall not desecrate.
And the hordes of evil shall not desecrate.
That which is of God.
That which is of God.
I so command it.
I so command it.
In the name of the mighty I Am presence that I am.
In the name of the mighty I Am presence
that I am for all eternity.
For all eternity.
And we thank thee, it is done.
And we thank thee, it is done.
Thank you, won't you be seated? I enfold you now in my heart's love, its healing flame, its protecting peace. And may the power of its sacred fire be a world about you into which never again can there come anything to cause you distress. My love shall guard you, and together we shall give the beloved Saint Germain what America needs to forever fulfill her destiny and ascend as the nation that opens the door to freedom to mankind into the ascension until so-called death is no more the mighty Master Jesus' command of the centuries becomes manifested here for eternity. I commend you to the victory of the heart flame of cosmic Christ love that your mighty I Am presence brings to earth for the freedom of all. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Lady Master Nada. Thank you for your love tonight, and help us to love all whom Saint Germain loves, that we may stand together as one blazing cosmic focus of the sacred fire until there is naught remains but that which his heart desires. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory and power of the sacred fire's freedom to life, that wherever we abide, it becomes eternal in this part of the world. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with your obedience to the sacred fire that all may quickly be free. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Lady Master Nada. And you, beloved seven mighty Elm of creation, we ask you to enfold all under this radiation in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, expand the unfed flame in our hearts to become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the invincible victory, the invincible freedom of the invincible sacred fire. Take thy dominion swiftly throughout America and command and compel the hordes of evil annihilated forever. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and offer it into the service of the beloved mighty I Am presence, asking them to send forth the one mighty stroke of whatever sacred fire puts an end to the hordes of evil in this world for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world. To command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the wealth, all the light, all the flame, all the sacred power of the sacred love of the sacred fire from Venus necessary to purify our land and the atmosphere over it, and all under this radiation, by such furious cosmic onrush of the love of the sacred fire that no destructive thing can be allowed to exist anywhere for any reason. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the invincible love of the sacred fire and its invincible cosmic power go forth on this call for peace tonight and compel it everywhere forever.